the Tom Likas Show.
You're a freak with a microphone.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Tom Likas!
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we do this every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We bring in attorney Adam Sachs, and this week he is in his guise as criminal defense attorney.
Right on.
Adam Sachs. Good to see you.
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
You know, I was thinking about family law. I was thinking about Bruce Jenner
yeah.
breaking up with Kris Kardashian or whatever, but I'm going to save that for next week, okay?
No, she's Kris Jenner, isn't she?
Kris Jenner, okay. I'm going to save that for next week, okay?
Really? Okay, you save it for the worst thing.
It's too good, though, you know?
I know.
But, you know, it also reflects what you always talk about, where we're not hearing what's really going on with the publicity agents and stuff. They've been separated for like 6 months already.
That's right.
They just decided that it has to match like the when the shows get released or something, so now they're finally spilling it. But he's been living in the Malibu house this whole time or something.
Right. Well, the reality shows are full of that, though.
It's all bullshit,
full of
huh?
unreality.
Yeah, no reality.
Didn't I hear something about that, Kathy Griffin, who had her husband on the show, but in reality, what was the deal? At some point, the husband wasn't there anymore, but he continued to appear on the reality show as if he was there.
I got to tell you, Tom, when I was growing up, it was the Sonny and Cher show.
I remember.
I was devastated to find out that they had been separated for years.
You were amazed.
Anyway.
Because they had monologues where the two of them read off the cue cards.
Damn right.
And it was jokes about how great it is to be married. Remember that?
There you go.
I mean, and then finally, you had only the Cher show.
And, you know, meanwhile, Michigan and Cher is saying that the Sonny's ghost haunts her house, but apparently they never lived in that house, so I don't know how that works.
How does he know what address to go to?
Exactly. So do you have, like, internet access when you're a ghost?
That's a good question.
We have to work on that. We have to talk to some psychic people and tell me if that's true or not.
God almighty.
They used to say, do you have your pets in heaven? I want to know if you have the internet in heaven, goddammit. So, you know, Tom, going back, and this is something, and apparently Mike has found this for us. You used to have this lovely takeout, which was like, shut up. There it is.
Shut up.
So I want to talk about this, Tom. Apparently, going forward, remember I told you last week we're going to try to be positive or whatever?
I do.
So I promise. So it's like my little resolution for myself. You know, you were talking about going on dates, and it's such a great truth, Thomas. This is where Likas 101 and the law intersect. Where guys go on dates, and it's definitely true that, like, the less you say, the better. And somewhere along the line, you're going to slip something that you were watching Fox News or something, and she's going to go, wait a minute, you're a fucking Republican?
That's right.
There's no way I'm sleeping with a guy that watches Fox News. I'll see you later, you know?
That's right.
So you were saying how important it is to be the brooding, you know, the silent, you know, and the people think that you're, you know, you must be a deep thinker, you know?
Right. Or, better yet, a good listener.
Oh, God. Oh,
you know,
God.
Because men never listen. Oh. You know what? They don't care about our opinions. They don't care what we have to say. So you kill two birds with one stone. You give no information about yourself, not your address, not your full name, not where you work. You're giving nothing out. You just tell, you know what? I really want to hear more about you. You let her blah, 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 blah. And then she thinks you're a good listener. In the meantime, you're not telling her anything about you that she can use against you.
Right. As a reason not to be with you is what it is.
Right.
Right. There's a great line, which is, better to be silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt.
Right.
Anyway, that is never more true. Never more true than when it comes to criminal cases. The most important rule is to shut up. And I mean shut up. And I got to tell you, Tom, I had a guy this week. He's from the show, new client, and he's on his fourth DUI,
which is
not very impressive to hear. It's going to be very tough to help the guy. But I got to tell you, Tom, thank God he got this one lesson in his mind, to shut up. And, you know, besides rolling down your window and giving them your license and being fairly polite, you don't have to answer their questions. You don't have to do the field sobriety test. You don't have to do the blow test. You can just sit there and say, no, thanks, officer. I really don't. I'm waiting for my lawyer to get here. Wait, wait, so I can consult with my attorney. That is really, really, really important, crucial. I know I've said it before, but people just do not understand. It's unbelievable how much trouble can be saved by just not talking. Another really funny thing, and this is something you you actually posted on our Facebook, on your on our lovely Lycus 101 Facebook today.
I did.
This other guy, apparently, it never hired me or anything. He's from Indiana, where I don't practice. But anyway, he called into the show about 2 weeks ago, and I told him a couple of things, and he took my advice. And one of the nice things that he did was he went to court wearing a suit. And you don't realize it. Now, lawyers wear suits, but when people come to court, they come very often dressed as slobs. I went to a court case of a really disturbing case with a friend of mine who was charged with some serious crimes. And these very slovenly-looking people walked out. And someone I was with said to me, man, who are those? And I said, oh, that's the jury.
Oh, my.
Couldn't believe it, you know. But when you come to court, you know, if you're just doing something on your own or whatever, which, of course, I don't recommend, but what this guy did is he wore a nice suit, which you should do whether you have a lawyer or not, and it definitely has a much greater impact. Court is very theatrical, and when you talk about the circumstances and you come looking proper, and that's something that, remember, Chris Rock always talked about, you got to come correct. Already with a suit on, you look better. The judge is looking at you more seriously. You're already cut above the other 10 scumbags who are like, oh, I don't know, Your Honor. You know, you come in there right, looking sharp, right? Coming with that New York accent, you're in a lot of trouble, you know?
Oh, my. And it's great to hear that these things work because, again, I don't think people, and again, this is why they need to have an attorney. I don't think people think of all these details, or they base their knowledge of court on watching, you know, Law and Order or
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy or Judge Joe Brown. Or Casa Serrano,
cool.
If you speak Spanish.
Oh, even worse. I didn't even think about Casa Serrano. That hurts, man.
That show. Do you know there's a lot of people who speak Spanish who think that show is real?
Oh, dear.
I said to one person, I said, let me give you a clue here. In the United States, we don't conduct public business in Spanish. One way to know.
That's your first hint.
Yes. Another one is that one client has a child support case. The next client is complaining that the mechanic fucked up their car.
All in the same court.
Right. It's all the same. The
all
judges
Spanish.
Keep banging out those cases. That would be a clue right there.
Well, I love in Star Trek. Like, whatever planet they ever went to, everyone spoke English. I always thought that was really convenient.
Exactly.
Like a real hassle otherwise.
Oh,
Captain
my.
Kirk's meeting some aliens, and they don't, you know, they can't communicate at all. It's terrible. But, you know, Tom, I got a call today from somebody who started talking to me about a DUI and this whole thing. And I kind of hear some noise in the background. And I said, like, what's going on? I can't even hear you. He goes, well, man, I'm in court right now. I said, really? There's a little planning for you.
Unbelievable. What does the judge think when you start making phone calls from the courtroom?
Not very good.
No.
And I always have people that call me the night before. That somehow, you know, there's no way they just got arrested. Whatever happened has to have been a few months old. And they've just been kind of sitting on it, which is really a shame because you're blowing deadlines and all. And they'll call me at like, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock at night and they'll say, can you go to court tomorrow?
Right.
And I'll just tell them, man, if you got a credit card, we can do something quick maybe. I don't know.
Right. But had they come to you earlier.
Well, it would have definitely been
you
better.
You would have been able to prepare. You would have done a better job just because you would have time to get all the details and think about it.
Should.
By the way, you know what these guys are doing. They're just trying to avoid spending the money.
I don't know.
Then they realize the night before they're overmatched. So anybody out there who's in this position, you need to get up off your ass and you need to hire an attorney. You have to do it. These are the times you have to bite the bullet and spend money. These are not the times to be trying to cheap out on things.
Well, the thing is, I mean, this was unique for me because, like I said, I got these people call me the night before. where I try to swing something, and obviously I'm not going to do as good a job and all because I didn't prepare. Here's a guy calling me from the damn courtroom. It's already like 10 in the morning. He's like, my case is going to be called in a few minutes. What do I do?
Oh, my gosh.
So there's just different levels of it, as we know.
Now I have to know, did you actually show up there?
I told him. I said, come on,
late.
Man. I said, please.
Too late.
I said, I told him to ask for a continuance. So I'm just asking, you tell the judge, hey, I'm going to hire a lawyer, give me some more time, and like, you know, set it off to another date, you know, in the near future. But, you know, you have to think about it, too. And in terms of, you know, family law, if I can save people money on child support and alimony or get some more of their property or whatever, even if they pay me whatever, a few thousand dollars, in the end, they're going to save so much more. But in criminal law, it's heartbreaking. Because here's a guy who wouldn't spend $5,000, but he's going to spend 2 years in jail, for God's sake. You know, forget about being in jail and the humiliation and being assaulted or raped and all the having a criminal record. I mean, if you were outside, you could make a lot of money just working during those 2 years. Think of all the lost opportunities and then the wasting of your energy and life being away for 2 years. That's not worth $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever.
And then explaining it to future employers, your family, where you've been all that time.
There's just no excuse. I'm sorry. And I think I mentioned this guy with the 4 DUIs. I mean, he's facing jail. You know, they let you slide once or twice, Tom. After that, they're getting tired of you. It's not going to be fines anymore.
What happens when you've had 4 DUIs?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, it means you got a problem. It's a serious thing. Obviously, someone's got a real problem with alcoholism. And, you know, we've talked to all these alcoholics over the years that somehow were able to, like, get away with it. But this is a guy that just keeps falling into the same patterns. And he's going to either kill someone or he's going to kill himself. That's a horrible thing. You used to talk about it, I think. It was someone who was not courageous to shoot themselves. They were sort of doing it in slow, gradual steps,
right,
or whatever. I mean, sooner or later, they're going to meet with a cliff or something, right? Or they're going to hurt someone.
That's right. Well, they don't have the guts. You see, this sounds strange to people, but I always say, I admire people who put the gun to their head and blow their brains out.
I don't know, man.
Way more than I admire people who have 3 DUIs, 4 DUIs, 5 years. I've read about stories about guys who have over 24 DUIs,
God,
and they keep coming back. It's like,
you never learn.
You don't have the guts to put the gun to your head, so you're killing yourself slowly. And I don't get that at all. Now, when people have, and this is an interesting situation. I imagine you get a lot of these freeloaders who call you, and they try to get you to solve their problem without having to come in, without putting down a retainer and getting the job done. How do you handle those people?
Well, you know, it's like talking on the radio with you sometimes. You know, there was a guy a couple of months ago, I think we were doing the show, who was asking me more and more detail, and I was trying to help him, and then eventually he says, but what do you do on box 7 on form FL-105? Remember that guy?
I remember.
And I said, come on, man, you know, you got to get yourself a lawyer, stop fucking around, you know. And you and I had a little laugh, as I recall. I think you taught me a Yiddish word. It was schnurrer, which I hadn't heard since childhood, as I recall.
Still a good word.
Great word. I was thinking about some of the words that need to be brought back, Tom, and spinster is my favorite.
Yes. Old maid, too.
Old maid.
Both good.
I saw a play at the Geffen in the past couple of weeks, and they were talking. It was like three generations of women. It was the young woman, the middle-aged woman, and the old woman. And the older woman was saying, she was like in her 60s or whatever, and she was saying that, like, when you were a woman, if you were 25 or, God forbid, 30, and you weren't married, something was wrong with you. You know, you were downright defective. You were, and they said a spinster. Oh, my God, the cat lady.
Right.
You know? And we have to add some more shame to that, you know?
Absolutely. I think there's plenty of it, but I'll be more than happy to pile on.
Well, if you look at Miley Cyrus running around naked with a tongue out or whatever, there's no problem, right? It's like, okay. She was a Disney girl, Tom.
Right.
That was Hannah Montana.
Well, you know what I said about that Disney Channel? They are raising a generation of the future sluts of America. Or FSA, for sure.
How do they conceal it so successfully? I don't know. It's
because
amazing.
They call it the Disney Channel.
Is that all?
And parents put their kids in front of the TV and say, why don't you just sit here and watch the Disney Channel?
What can be wrong with the Disney Channel?
Then they leave. Then you've got all these 15-year-old girls who look like they're 25 wearing provocative outfits. And, of course, they've got all kinds of advertising trying to sell this kind of clothing to the 11 and 12-year-olds. They call them tweens. That, you know, that's their big audience. They like to dress like their heroes. And all these girls went through that factory. You have Britney Spears, and you have Demi Lovato, and you have Selena Gomez.
Avril Lavigne.
Did Avril Lavigne do Disney?
I thought she was.
She did Nickelodeon.
Oh, oops.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I thought she was a Mouseketeer or something.
No, I don't think she was one of those. But there are so many others, you know. Then you have that
Simpson,
Christina Aguilera, was one. Justin Timberlake, I believe, was one.
Yeah, he was for sure at Disney.
Yeah,
Tisdale. That's who I was thinking of. She used to be on The Suite Life.
I don't know her. I don't watch the Disney Channel. I'm not some kind of pervert.
Thanks. I watch it with my kids. Leave me alone.
I didn't say you watch it. I don't know if you watch it or not.
I did watch it. I admit it. Okay. Oh, my God.
All right.
It seemed okay. I thought it was wholesome. What did I know?
Every time I have flipped by, you know, it's a 15-year-old girl with big bazooms who's there, you know, talking to the 11-year-old girls.
Talking about turtles and friendship. And,
right.
And pumpkins.
Right, but always dressed.
You know what she really means.
Yes, they're always dressed provocatively, and you know, that's how you get the next generation of bimbos and sluts.
Well, so how I deal, Tom?
Yeah.
Generally, it's like if I get a call from someone from another state or whatever, I'll talk to them about their case. I try to be helpful and stuff, and I do sometimes do cases, you know, without charging people, or I charge them something minimal because they don't have a lot of money or whatever. And, you know, I try to be as charitable as I can, and then you see if people sort of push you too far, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think people know. I think they can tell. They know when they're really being stupid about it. And there really is a world of people out there that think they can trick the system or something, or outsmart it, or somehow they're going to represent themselves, and they're going to, you know, like one of those movies where this kind of lone guy writes his own appeal, and somehow it gets accepted, and, you know, in the end of the movie, sort of like the Rocky thing at the end when the judge says, it's upheld, you know, and he goes cheering out of the courtroom.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
That's what's called fiction.
Yes. I know.
Come to court without a lawyer, man. You're gonna get slaughtered. You're gonna get crushed.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. First things first. Most judges are lawyers.
All of them at this point.
Right. And so the bottom line is that they, if nothing else, are going to support their own profession. So they're naturally going to look more favorably upon you if you've engaged the services of an attorney than if you haven't.
In defense of judges, in all honesty. I don't know how this is, but I've seen a couple of judges in particular, I can think of some names even, who were so patient with particularly women that were unrepresented, you know, that came without a lawyer. And they sat there and they read their paperwork, and it's all dog shit, it's all pencil shit, it's all written all wrong with the wrong forms. And the judge, you know, went out of his way to sit there and read it and to be patient and not to interrupt when she was going on and on and on. And once in a while, he'd throw in a little Tom Likas word like, ma'am, can you focus?
Yes.
We don't need to hear all the rest of this now. Can we focus on the matter at hand? But in the end, Tom, they lose. That's the truth. The judge says, ma'am, I feel your pain. Clinton moment, you know?
Yes.
I understand what you're going through. I've read your papers. I see where you're coming from.
But
I just can't give you this relief. I'm sorry. So fuck off.
Oh, my. That could be bad.
So.
Now, we have listeners out there who have various problems that people get into these situations, whether it's a DUI or you got caught smoking weed in the wrong county.
God damn it. Get a freaking marijuana card.
I know. By the way, let me ask you, while we're talking about marijuana, and I want to get to these calls at 901-3000,
sure.
Tom, 901-3000, 866. I am wondering about marijuana cards in other parts of, you know, California is a big place. I don't know how many counties we have. There's 81 cities.
No, but your card is statewide.
Understood. But if you're driving in, like, Kern County, where they stop you for everything when you're driving through.
Yeah.
And you've got pot in the car, even with the card. Are there places where they're less likely to wave you through than they are in L.A. or Orange County?
Yeah, I think you're going to have a better time in L.A. I don't know. Kern's a little scary. I practiced there a little bit.
Right.
Little Bakersfield or whatever, Mojave.
You're lucky if it's Bakersfield.
I don't know. It's a different world. I mean, you know, you have these different places with different attitudes and stuff.
Try Delano.
Well, if I'm an attorney, I'm licensed in the whole state. And
right.
When I come in and they're like in Kern and they're looking at me and they're like, you fucking, you know, Beverly Hills asshole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily
or
the
worse,
best intro.
Or worse.
So this lawyer I work with told me, Tom, that if you want to have justice, you should go to a whorehouse. And if you want to get fucked, you should go to court. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, my. Well, we'll take a break here. We're going to come back with these calls. And if you have got a question, here it is, free legal advice. You've got problems. You've had problems. Maybe you've been trying to avoid calling an attorney. Maybe you're realizing you are now overmatched. Maybe you have had a DUI. Maybe you've had a wet reckless. By the way, some of my favorite evenings were wet reckless. I just never left the house. I wasn't driving at the time. But that's one of the great terms I've ever heard.
I really like that expression. I've heard you say it quite a few times.
Wet reckless. Ooh. I got a wet reckless the other night.
It sounds like something you ask a girl to do to you. Baby, come over here. I need a wet reckless.
Yeah, right before Dirty Sanchez, you get a wet reckless. Exactly. But, all right, you've been accused of something. Maybe you didn't do it. Maybe you did, but, you know, you want help. Here's where you call. It's 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get, and Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
Devin Bronson has dropped in here to the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been on the road. Tell us about some of the acts you work with.
Well, I've been touring extensively for the last 10 years. I just got back from a tour with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. I've worked with Avril Lavigne, pretty much anybody in the pop music business, so it's been a blast.
Now, people have seen your name on our Twitter feed, and they've seen you around. You are the man behind the Black Box. What is the Black Box?
The Black Box was an idea I had. I remember being on tour with David Cook from American Idol, and I was looking for something to listen to music backstage at a show, that kick butt that was loud, and I couldn't find it. So a mutual friend who's in the audio industry, we started talking about it, and this did not exist. A rock and roll kind of themed audio brand that was loud, kicked your ass, sounded great, played music the way you wanted it to sound.
It's got this great bass quality to it. It sounds like speakers at a concert.
That was our goal, and we offer 12 volt as well with it, so you can plug it into your car, take it to the beach, anything you want to do with it. But the goal was not to sacrifice any volume, any sound, any quality, and make something that just kicked ass.
It's the Black Box. You go to bnaudio.com, put in the promo code Tom. You're going to love the Black Box. Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And the phone lines are smoking here.
All right.
For defense attorney Adam Sachs, and your calls at 901-3000-TOM. That's the number. 901-3000-TOM. Here's Bridget. Bridget is in Coos Bay, Oregon. Bridget, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs.
Hello. Hey, Bridget.
Hi.
Hi. Got a problem over there, Bridget?
No, I don't.
Well, Bridget, we're dying to talk to you. What's up?
Okay, so the reason that I'm calling is because I have been in the process of moving out of my house for the past 4 weeks, and on this last Thursday, I went and moved, well, I attempted to move the rest of my stuff out of my house. In this house, I have roommates who are a husband and wife, and they have two children. Originally, it was my rental house by myself, but they were hard up and needed a place to live, so I let them move in. When things were not going well, I asked them to please keep moving, and they refused. And so just to not deal with the situation and avoid it, I decided to move. So I've been spending, like I said, the last 3 weeks packing up my stuff. And this last Thursday, I went back to the house to pack up the last load of my things, and the front door was literally barricaded closed with boards and nails from the inside.
Jeez.
And the upstairs window, which happens to be my bedroom, was open because I left it open, and the screen was on because that's how I left it, screen on, window open. So I thought, no big deal. Went and grabbed the ladder, climbed in the window, and went and unlocked the back door and got the rest of my stuff, which just pretty much consisted of house plants and, you know, clothes and curtains and things like that. And the next day, the police officer called me and said that they're charging me with a felony one burglary of my own house.
Right, because you moved out.
But I haven't moved out. I have no paperwork saying that I've moved out. I've not signed anything. I have no eviction papers for anything. There's nothing that says that I moved out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. Obviously, you need an attorney, and you need to go to court and explain all of this. But you're dealing with some pretty vindictive people, basically, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they barricaded the door, that's pretty extreme.
And wait a minute. Now she took her own stuff. How could that be a burglary?
It wasn't so much taking the stuff. It was the way she entered and everything. The door was locked. She had moved out. And it sounds like she came back later, and the door was closed, obviously, very seriously. And so she went through a window. You're not supposed to do that.
Now, I thought that, for example, when a man and a woman are living together, the man wants to get rid of the woman, so he changes the locks.
Yeah.
The man gets arrested.
Right.
But here you have a case where somebody is living with a roommate or roommates.
Right.
And they gets locked out of the place. And instead of the people who are inside, who change the locks, being penalized, you have the person being locked out of their place being penalized.
Yeah, well, she probably would have been better to come back with the police and say, you know, these people are locking me out and so forth. The law has a lot of really interesting questions about what they call self-help. Self-help is when you go and jump through the window and grab your stuff. And generally speaking, they don't want that kind of stuff to happen. They don't want to have confrontations. One of the more classic things, Tom, is what's called a mechanic's lien, which is basically you take your car to a mechanic, and he works on the engine or the muffler or whatever the problem is, and he comes up with some kind of a bill that you don't want to pay, and you jump into your car and drive away. You got a second set of keys or something like that. Well, you get charged with stealing your car. And you've actually stolen your own car, literally, because he has a lien on the car in terms of the work that he did on it. And so in that circumstance, you're not supposed to use self-help. You're supposed to use the legal remedies like small claims court and all that kind of thing. So in this case, when she moves out and they barricade the door, that's crazy. They're not supposed to do that. And she probably should have come back with the police, and she should have said, I want my stuff. And maybe the police would have helped her supervise, you know, taken her or whatever. She had plants or whatever it was. But jumping through a window and so forth is not, just not normal, Tom.
All right, so then what are her odds of prevailing in any way in a case like this?
Well, obviously they were pulling some BS on her. They were trying to rip her off in some way. I think that if she gets proper defense, she's going to be okay. I don't think that she's going to be your common criminal breaking into a random house. She obviously was going in. I hope you have some proof of what you took and what's yours and so forth. They're making allegations that you took. They may make an allegation that you took some of their stuff or something like that. But broadly speaking, if you took a couple of house plants, I think you're going to be okay. But please don't use the public defender. Get yourself a lawyer, please. You may be in more trouble than you think, and you want to make sure that it goes away. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I hope that helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Appreciate the call. There she goes.
You see how the shit goes on?
Yes.
Just, things just happen and they escalate very quickly and people are like, what the fuck is this? I guess I'll jump in the window.
Right. And who knows? She could have been set up to do something like that, you know? Maybe they left the window open. Who knows? I mean, the point is, it sounds to me like these people were definitely... looking for a fight. And by the way, doesn't that remind you, Bridget, of what I say all the time? You know, when people have a need and they say, I want to move into your house, just say no. I don't care if it's a boyfriend or an ex-husband or your next-door neighbor, because, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, as you're finding out now.
Well, it really hurts, Tom, but it's true. No good deed goes unpunished.
Yep, that's the deal.
That's Mark Twain, by the way.
I know. One of my favorite lines of all time, by the way. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. Jimmy in Orange County. You're on the Tom Likas Show with attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going? I got a quick question. It has to do with DUIs and also to transporting my kids when I see them every weekend. My ex had a couple of DUIs, and she's been making my kids blow on the machine to transport them in the midway.
Oh, that's terrible.
And also, too, to get back up to where she got to go.
Oh, man.
And like I said, she had 3 DUIs, and, you know, it's been constantly going on. So I just want to, what do I present to court?
Yeah.
Besides going with DUIs?
Very serious stuff. Okay, so what we have here, as he's describing to us, Tom, there's a thing when you've had a DUI or two, they can install a device in your car which will prevent your car from starting until you blow. And you have to blow clean. If you blow drunk, the car literally will be turned off like a ignition lock. So anyway, it sounds like this gentleman here has this ex-wife who's crazy, and she had one of these installed because she had convictions of DUI. And the dirty little trick is that how does the machine know who's blowing? So literally...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, but she's literally having the kids blow. The kids are obviously kids. They're not drunk. And so the car thinks everything's fine and starts. Sir, you really have to go to family court. It's deadly, deadly serious. It's a terrible offense. It was alleged against this Sambora. He was going out with Heather Locklear, as I recall.
Richie Sambora.
Yes, thank you.
Damn.
One of my neighbors in good old Calabasas.
I had a run-in once with Richie Sambora.
Is that
New Orleans.
A fact?
Yes.
In New Orleans. Okay.
Yes, I did.
I don't know if I saw him around Calabasas. That sounds a little more likely.
Uh-huh.
How did you find him in New Orleans?
We were both at the National Association of Broadchasers Convention.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I could see that.
Which was in New Orleans.
So there's no really way to prove it unless...
That's not so. What happened with this this rock star that we're talking about is that he apparently got a DUI, and I think the daughter was in the car. And I think that's a very serious allegation for you to make, and I think the court would probably take it very seriously, even if you didn't have a mountain of proof.
Couldn't you have the kids testify?
No, they
tried
to.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because they're
the ones that told me.
No, I know.
Every
but they,
time they supposedly kiss mama goodbye, they were blowing in
the machine. No. They try to avoid that kind of stuff. They don't want to have little kids coming and testifying in family court against their parents. It will be enough for you to have your attorney make what's called a declaration, and you say, this will be signed by you, and it'll say, my children inform me that their mother makes them blow the machine and told me that mom smells from alcohol and she makes me blow the machine so the car will start and so forth.
And it would be on the dates that they told me, right?
Yeah, yeah. You note the dates that it happened.
Oh, okay.
The whole point is that obviously what's crazy is she's putting her own children, your children, in danger where she's driving.
And that's what's-
She's drunk. She might go off the freaking road. I mean, if she hurts herself, that's her business. She could hurt your kids. That's the point.
Yeah, see, and that's what I'm saying. The halfway point is up there in Brasilia. So, you know, the transportation between her and me is a 4 or 5 hour difference.
Oh,
and
wow.
She's doing that, you know. I don't know what state of mind she's really going to be.
Well, the hell with her, man. That's crazy. It's absolutely dangerous for your children. I wouldn't tolerate that for a minute. How old are they?
The oldest is 18 and the youngest is 16.
So, oh, is it teenagers?
Yeah, they're just teenagers, but they don't like
all right,
doing
well,
that.
For, I don't know why you told me that, why you didn't tell me that. The 18-year-old is an adult, so that's beside the point. The 16-year-old can testify in court. I was thinking that you had little tiny kids, like 4 years old or something.
No.
No, with the 16-year-olds.
They're already of age, and, you know, the mom's been putting them through hell that way. You know what I mean?
By the way, and this is a family law, you know, question, really, but, you know, once kids are certainly 18, they're adults, but when they're getting to be 14, 15, 16, they can tell the court that they don't want to see the mother anymore or they don't feel comfortable driving with her. Or that they want to be, have custody with the father or the mother or whoever, and that will stick at some point because they're getting older and they're able to make their own decisions.
Okay,
so that could be fixed well enough.
I don't know if you mind to ask this question. Since my oldest really doesn't want to come down because she's starting her life, but she's still going to school, how would that prevent in court saying that, you know, she's already an adult, but she's still in school?
There's
a certain procedure?
No, she's 18. She doesn't have to. She's an adult. All that family law stuff is all done.
All right.
Visitation and custody orders, they've expired. She's 18. Forget it. I was just saying that your 16-year-old is in the same position because that's a child who's old enough to say, I don't want to be dealing with mom anymore, driving me and all this BS, and the court will respect that.
Oh, okay. So I have a good chance to win them if I present them in court.
You got to present it with a lawyer. You got to do it right. So call me after the show, okay?
Okay.
Happy to talk to you.
Thanks all for your information. And,
absolutely.
You know, it was great.
But, Tom, talk about a true blue alcoholic. He's talking about, I didn't realize until the end that he was talking about a 16 or an 18-year-old.
Right.
But think about some asshole who's making the kid who's, you know, 5 years old blow into the tube so the car will start because they know they're drunk.
Right. I'll tell you what, though, if I was an adult and my mother said, do that, I would tell her where to get off. I would. Who wants to ride in the car with somebody who's driving drunk?
Well, I didn't realize the kid was 18. The kid should be driving herself.
Right.
Say, Ma, you're drunk. Sit in the passenger chair here.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. I don't know where these things come up.
Oh. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. We're here with attorney Adam Sachs, and he is answering your questions about criminal law. If you've got a question, he's got an answer for you right now.
Listen to an entire year of internet broadcast history now at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Coslow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show. And they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslow got the job done. Quick, easy, total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Coslow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number. 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlo.com today. Costlo, COSTLO.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like TuneIn. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no bras, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug. New normal rock.
All right, boys, let's take a minute to talk about Allure Detail. Now, you've probably seen the amazing pictures I've posted to Facebook and blowmeuptom.com of the work done on my Tesla. Now, even though it's a pretty new car, Allure actually performed a paint correction, which removes all those light scratches and swirls you get in the finish. And then they apply something called Opticoat to protect the car for years. I have never seen paint look this good. Never. Now, it's an unreal, mirror-like wet finish, and if you go look at the photos, you're going to see what I'm talking about. I mean, honestly, my Tesla may look better than the day I got it. It's Allure Detail at AllureDetail.com. They've been in business for 7 years, family-owned and operated, with over 18 five-star Yelp reviews and over 30 five-star customer lobby reviews. These guys do great work, and they come to you. They came to me. They do the work on my Tesla while I do the show. Mention my name and get a special $99 dressy detail with free paint inspection or 20% off any package they offer. Wheel scuff repair, paintless dent repair, windshield repair. These guys do it all. Check them out at AllureDetail.com. By the way, email them a picture of your car and you'll get a free quote within 24 hours. It's our friends at Allure Detail. At AllureDetail.com. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. With criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. We never like to run out of time before Adam gets a chance to tell you how to get in touch with him. So, Adam, tell everybody how they can reach you if they're in real trouble like some of these callers.
Well, don't wait too long, people, okay? I don't need these calls the night before. call me toll-free at 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com. And check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
There you go.
There it is.
901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. And, oh my, Gans in Daly City, California. Daly City's right outside of San Francisco.
All right.
Gans, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Gans, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks,
sure.
Adam. Hey, I got a question here.
Of course.
I was involved in a collision, a bicycle versus wheelchair. I was riding the bicycle and the wheelchair just crossed in the crosswalk and I didn't see her, so I hit her.
Oh,
the collision
wow.
was about five miles an hour. I knew I wasn't stopped, so I was slowing down, but I was checking traffic on my left, so I took my eyes off the front. I was looking at the left, and next thing I knew, she was in front of me, so I didn't see her coming, so even though I swerved to the left, I still hit her front tire.
Wow.
And I fell, and then
yeah, you probably got worse than her.
Oh, absolutely. That's the case. And then what happened was she has two assistants that was following her, and they called the ambulance, and then
right.
she got taken to the hospital, and now she hired a lawyer to represent her.
Right.
So now I wrote back to the lawyers, and I told them, it's my fault, and I'm willing to...
This is what I was just talking about. Shut up. Why are you telling the lawyer it's your fault? Did you put that in writing?
Shut up.
No, I just told her I'm willing to compensate. I'm asking for a payment plan.
Shut up! How much is her damages?
Well, we haven't got to that far yet. Her lawyer just sent me a letter.
Jesus, listen, wait a second, okay? You don't admit to the being responsible, and you don't even know how much the damages are. What if it's in the millions? You're going to pay it off for the rest of your life?
By the way, let me ask this question, Adam. Is he necessarily 100% responsible? After all, she was wheeling herself out into the street when
no
he came along.
Shit. Seriously, I saw this movie the other day with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who was like this bicycle messenger, and he's doing all these crazy maneuvers or whatever. I mean, that's hazardous anyway. And it wasn't like you were driving a motor vehicle. I mean,
no.
Do you...
And that's the reason why the car insurance would not cover it.
No, but do you have homeowner's insurance?
No, unfortunately not. No, I don't even have a renter insurance either.
All right, well, do you have very little assets? I mean, what's your financial situation at...
I make $40,000 a year.
All right. Well, she may not have a whole lot to take from you anyway. But on the other hand, you don't write letters to her lawyer and put in writing that you're responsible and you don't even know what you're signing off on. I don't know what you're responsible for. Was she seriously injured?
No. I was the one that fell. And she.
Well, what about her? You only damaged the wheelchair?
No. No damage in the wheelchair. No blood, nothing.
But she's handicapped. She might have some serious problem that was made worse or something.
That's true.
Okay, well, listen. First of all, you don't approach this without a lawyer, okay? And second of all, please shut up, okay? You do not write letters talking about it's all my fault and I'm sorry and I'm going to be fully responsible when you don't know what you're signing off on. I mean, if you only make $40,000 a year, what if this ends up being $200,000, $300,000? You could be paying this off for the next 20 years. You can't get yourself into a situation like that, okay? You have to say, I'm sorry, let's try to work it out. Get yourself a lawyer to negotiate some kind of a settlement. It looks like your insurance for your car, and you don't have a home, so you don't have homeowner's insurance. It looks like you're fairly uncovered, unprotected. So you're going to be personally liable, so don't sign off. You have to wait and see what comes up and see the bills and see what this looks like. I mean, maybe it's just a small amount of money, but maybe it isn't.
Okay, well, her lawyer sent me, they wanted me to fill up the asset and income declaration.
Tom, please, Tom,
oh
help save me.
Oh, my God. So, in other words, they're trying to figure out how much you have so they can figure out how much they can
take away. No shit.
That's why I realized I need a lawyer.
Oh, only then, huh? Okay, well, that's pretty late in the game if they're asking you to list your assets, okay? Please. That's the first step before seizing them, okay? This is why I tell people, listen, you do not deal with a lawyer without a lawyer, okay? Seriously, you get cut to ribbons, man. Those guys aren't your friends. They're not hanging out with you. They're looking to get as much money as they can for her, their client, okay? So they may talk nice to you on the phone. They may send you nice letters. But everything you say can and will be used against you. Please get an attorney, for God's sake. Jeez. Tom, can you believe this? List your assets.
I'm blown away. I mean, yeah. But by the way, this is also a good opportunity to warn people. In a city like San Francisco, which is treacherous to drive in, ride a bicycle, you can't be riding a bicycle without being insured. You can't do it.
Yeah, well, look what happened to this guy here. He got into it with a woman in a wheelchair. Can you imagine going to trial? She's going to be super sympathetic.
Right.
Handicapped, old lady, whatever she is.
Never going to win that one. Yeah. Not without the right defense, you know.
What defense? You're dead anyway. That's terrible. That's a really tough case. And, you know, he's going to be this young guy who was a hot shot on the bike. You know, they're going to be like, fuck this guy. But meanwhile, he doesn't have homeowner's insurance.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Gotta do it.
Please get a lawyer.
Gans, good luck. 901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. Mike in Lawrence, Kansas. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's up?
I have a DUI that I got pulled over a while back ago, but I got lawyered up right away.
Good. Attaboy.
The most, I found the most successful lawyer in the area.
Good.
And got him and retained him. And basically the prosecutor doesn't want to play ball.
Really?
Basically, I made a mistake, which he said. The prosecutor said I was too rude to the law enforcement officer.
Oh, you got to be kidding. Were you rude to the cop?
Hey, well, you know, you give a little respect, you get some back.
So what happened? I don't understand. The cop was nasty to you first?
Well, I was being cordial and everything, but after I was already arrested, I was in jail. I was just waiting to go into my cell. Then I had to use the restroom, and the cop wanted to come look at my dick.
Listen, he doesn't want to look at your dick, okay? You're under arrest. You have less rights. And it's a thing that's embarrassing. One second. It's embarrassing, but believe it or not, if the cop's afraid you're going to try to get away or whatever the story is, they're going to go to the bathroom with you. And I've seen a thing where you literally have one arm handcuffed, you know, through kind of like a slot, and then you're in the stall, and the cop is like sitting there waiting for you to take a dump or whatever. I saw something recently where they had a whole case about this, where pregnant women, you'll love this, Tom, in prison. There's more and more women in prison than like ever before. And the question is, when they're giving birth, is it against their civil rights to leave handcuffs on them? And they decided that it wasn't. It's okay. They're giving birth with handcuffs on. So you shouldn't have had an attitude about going to the bathroom with the cop, man. He was just doing his job.
I agree, but I was already arrested, and I was already in the system, so I got patted down. But so then I couldn't use the restroom, and so he got mad. He said I was playing around and pushed me a little bit, roughed me up. So that's when I started getting the attitude with him.
Right, but it's not a good idea.
My question is, Adam.
Yeah.
So I got a lawyer.
Okay.
So we're gonna take it to trial and everything.
Good.
But what I want to do is hire a second lawyer and have like dream team, you know, with another successful lawyer.
No.
What's your opinion about that, Adam?
That's not a good idea. You remember?
Well,
because first of all, this isn't the murder of the century, okay? I've talked to a lot of people over the years who tried to hire me with another lawyer or someone else. It's not the same. You know, if I'm a lawyer and I want to hire another lawyer for your team, it's someone that I'm choosing that I want to work with. But when you take two different lawyers and you like want to make them work together or something, and you're hiring the two of them, that doesn't make any sense. And it really isn't like a fight. Like somehow, you know, if you have more lawyers, it's going to be a better, you know, outcome for you.
Sounds more like an arranged marriage.
Well, it ends up being an arranged marriage, Tom. If I hire a second lawyer who's, let's say, an expert in evidence, and he works for me, in the same way that with OJ, right? You had Robert Shapiro, and he hired these other lawyers, Cochran, and originally Kardashian was the friend of OJ or whatever. But the point is that he was the boss, and then he hired these other people to play different roles. It's very different when someone tells me, look, I've got this lawyer. He's not doing such a good job. I want you to work with him. I mean, I get there, and that lawyer's like, who the fuck are you? What are you doing here? You know, that's not going to be cool.
Nice.
We're going to conflict right away. And so, I mean, if you also have this really good lawyer for Kansas or whatever, and then you hire another famous lawyer in Kansas, they may know each other, they may hate each other, they may be rivals or whatever, they may have different approaches. That's just not going to work. You should get your effort behind your lawyer, and if you have confidence and belief in him, then he's going to take you the whole nine yards.
All right. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Sure.
All right.
That's a good one, though, huh? The dream team. I like that.
Unbelievable. You know, you hear Adam every Tuesday on the show. We have a bonus hour, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101, News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
I'm Flo.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription for the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's
Mike's on.
Beer Magazine.
Be cool.
Fascinating story out of Texas. New study shows that men lie so much when they're on a date with a hot chick, when they're forced then to repeat what they said, they got no idea.
Because you're on autopilot.
Yeah.
You just say things.
They got a bunch of dudes, right? And they sent them out on what they thought were actual dates with hot chicks.
Yeah.
And the guys said so many things just because they thought it was the right thing to say to the chick, and they recorded the whole thing. And then a couple weeks later, they tell the guy, guess what? We set the whole thing up, and that chick never wanted to go out with you.
Right.
Remember when you were talking about this? What did you say? And nobody can fucking remember what they said. Everybody just lied.
Right.
They just lied.
They done lied.
You got to do what you got to do. But you really should remember it, you know?
Not if you're just on autopilot and just talking.
Right. is, and by the way, that's exactly what it is. It's just talking and talking and talking and unnecessary talking. You know?
Yes.
What's a bigger headache than that?
There's no bigger headache than a hot chick. Right. Nothing.
That talks incessantly.
Right.
Almost 1 in 10 high school.
One's on cocaine.
What?
Yes. A hot chick on cocaine is the highest of the high of pain in the ass.
Yeah, get me out of here. Almost 1 in 10 high school and college age people have forced someone into sexual activity against his or her will.
Oh, man.
This anonymous online study involving over 1,000 people is fascinating as hell.
Lots of coercion here.
Yep. 9% said... Yes, they had. 8% had kissed or touched someone when they knew the other person didn't want to. 3% got someone to give in to unwilling sex.
Mm-hmm.
3% attempted to rape the person. 3% attempted to rape the person. And 2% actually completed the rape.
Wow. See, it says that the age of 16 seems to be the age when sexual coercion... becomes a real possibility, at least for guys.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty crazy stuff, dude.
Half the participants said they forced someone to have sexual activity when they were 16.
Yeah. The researcher was quoted as saying, "I don't get creeped out very often, but this was wow."
they said wow.
That's the quote. This was wow.
This was, comma, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There are apparently so many unhappy circumcised men. They are now taking to online forums and discussing restoring their manhood.
Oh, no, that's... No.
Forums foreskin-restoration.net and circumcisions.com.
Yeah. If you start showing up at these things, you got to go ahead and really be unhappy with yourself because people want... to commit to this restoration project. This is going to become a reality show.
Yeah. Some of the men claim they feel sexually incomplete as a result of the procedure and that they are unable to experience the same intimacy that uncircumcised men feel.
Oh,
they've become so obsessed they're talking with other dudes about it.
On a forum. Hey, guys, is anybody else feeling this way?
Yeah.
I'm missing something. I'm missing some skin.
Yeah.
I need it back.
The objectification of men apparently becoming so popular in advertising, some getting very upset about it, mostly not men. But it's so retarded that now they've come up with a term for it, and they call it, listen carefully, they call it hunkvertising.
Yeah, that's basically ridiculous. That's what that is.
Dudes with their shirts off.
Yeah.
And some Christian group is very upset because apparently in some magazine this month, they're on the inside cover, dude with his shirt up. They felt it was very, very inappropriate.
Well, it's an Italian guy, and it's for Kraft Zesty Italian.
Yes. Dude, I guess at one point, is cooking something, and his shirt lights on fire, and he ends up shirtless.
And then he continues on, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Fascinating thing going on in Wisconsin, specifically Green Bay this time. Apparently, more and more men are walking around openly with guns. It's legal.
Right, you can carry assault rifles in Wisconsin. It's perfectly fine.
Well,
is
that's
it?
Exactly what two guys were doing this weekend, and everybody was freaking the fuck out. The cops show up. They talk to the guys. They're legally one guy with an AR-15.
Legally
carrying the guns. They say they're out enjoying the weather, and they're looking for a hot dog vendor if they could find one. That's all they had.
AR-15
and
some hot dogs.
They didn't have to explain anything else.
You know what? That's true. They were just stopped and asked. They get to keep going. I guarantee that these two guys were not robbed.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely not. And the entire neighborhood probably safer because these two idiots are walking around with AR-15s.
Right. So the cops come closing in, but there's nothing they could do. I guarantee if more people did this, it'd be a lot less crime. Carrying my AR-15 around.
And finally, according to Consumer Reports, the best and worst bacon brands available at grocery stores is, well, let's start with the
Wait
best.
A minute. Let's start with best. The
best. Kirkland. The only problem is, if you buy Kirkland at Costco, you got to buy 4 pounds of bacon.
Yeah, but is there ever too much?
Yes.
I mean, that's, no.
4 pounds of bacon.
That's delicious.
It's crazy. Ends up being 47 cents per pound or per two slice serving.
You're right. That's pretty good.
Yeah. The best one you can actually buy at the average grocery store is Oscar Mayer Thick Cut.
Yep.
42 cents per serving. Apparently very good. Everyone at the bottom of the list is that turkey bacon
also,
bullshit.
Yeah, but also, and Timpson can't have any of that.
Right.
So that's out. But also is this Great Value, which
great
is
value.
Which is Walmart's brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it's very good for the lower sodium. Timpson
oh,
can
you
eat.
Too, watching the sodium.
Yeah, right. I'm watching it go down my gullet.
Right.
Timpson can have that because it doesn't have turkey in there.
And you don't have to buy 4 pounds of it. That's nice.
Right. But all you know the anti-Timpson brand stuff is at the bottom.
Right. 20 more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Yeah. Check out our podcast, GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This football season, DraftKings.com could be crowning you its fantasy football millionaire. That's right. The winner of DraftKings Millionaire Grand Final gets $1 million. DraftKings. This is the new fun way to play fantasy football. It's one-day fantasy sports, not some drawn-out season-long league. You can win serious cash every single week with DraftKings. Now, it's super easy. Just select the right players, and you could wake up tomorrow morning with hundreds, thousands, maybe even $1 million in your wallet. Yeah, look at that. Is that a wallet, or are you just happy to see me? So easy. They say that one guy won $100,000 his very first time. $100,000 on day one. Now, right now, you get free entry into the Millionaire Grand Final. Just enter the promo code TOM101 at DraftKings.com for your free shot to be crowned a fantasy football millionaire. But you got to enter TOM101 today at DraftKings.com. For details and your free entry, visit DraftKings.com. Don't forget that promo code TOM101 when you go to DraftKings.com.
This is the new normal.